Okay, so I have two butches. Wednesday night, we all ended back here in my room for some more drinks. There were six of us. And then on Thursday night, Thursday morning, we had a big party in the office. We had about 50 people stop in our office for coffee, and Betty got her little medal. You know, civilians get a little medal over here. It's a little gold thing, and our AG, Colonel O'Brien, he pins it on you. And everybody came in for coffee. We had a cake, and Betty was very, very pleased. We took some pictures. And then in the afternoon, I put her on a chopper with all her luggage and stuff. And Charmaine met her at the other end, took her to a civilian personnel office in Saigon to clear, you know. And then 4:30 on Thursday afternoon, Jane and I and Beth, we grabbed a chopper down to Saigon and met Betty and Charmaine. And we went to have dinner, and I bought the champagne. We had a couple of bottles of champagne at dinner. And then we went over to the... We went to Charmaine's place first and had a couple of martinis, and we changed our clothing because we were all in uniform. We have to travel in uniform all the time. And then we went to Tonsonut, and we spent the evening in Scatback Lounge. Scatback is a flying group of Air Force people, Duchess, and they have a very lovely lounge. And Charmaine dates a major there, like she's been dating him all year, Hank. And Hank is real nice. And Hank had more champagne. And so we sat around drinking champagne. Oh, I meant to tell you, I left one night out on, I have to backtrack just a minute. On the Tuesday night that we had the big party for Betty, Charmaine came up, and rather than go in one of the transit rooms that aren't very attractive, Charmaine stayed here with me. And so we have a regular single-size bed in this room, you know, but Charmaine slept on it with me, which is no big thing. We've done this before, but the mattress wasn't, there's two mattresses, like a box spring mattress on it, but the top mattress was not even with the bottom one, Duchess. It was hanging over about 4 or 5 inches, I guess. And so I had the feeling I was falling out of bed all night, and I was bracing myself on this little night table thing. So about 4 o'clock in the morning, Charmaine and I both got up, and I fixed the mattress because I just could not, I was sleeping, but I was constantly feeling that I was falling out of bed. But what happened was I must have pulled a muscle in my back or something, because the next day, boy, I had all these aches and pains on my back. It was the funniest feeling. So I didn't sleep a great deal that night, you know. Charmaine and I gossiped a lot and all this stuff. And, of course, I'm up by 6 o'clock every morning. And so when you go to bed very late, there are very few hours to get any sleep. So by Thursday, I was pretty tired. Between the parties, every night we had some kind of a party for Betty leaving. We were all tired, I did. And then, okay, so then here we are Thursday night in the Scatback Lounge drinking champagne, and about 10 or 10:30, Betty just could not keep her eyes open anymore. She had dark circles all the way down to her cheekbones. See, we hadn't been drinking martinis and champagne and all this stuff all evening. And so Betty fell asleep on the couch, Jane fell asleep on the couch, Beth fell asleep in the chair, and then Hank and I sat up and talked with Charmaine, and then Charmaine fell off to sleep for a few minutes, and we covered all of them with white sheets. And this is a crew lounge, Duchess. Crew people come in here, you know, that are flying all night, and it was very funny because they'd come in and they'd see, first of all, they'd never see women in there, and then to see four women lying around covered in sheets, it really was funny. But everybody was so tired, and we had gone through several bottles of champagne at this point, and Betty was really crawling on all four. So this was about 10 or 10:30, and we let them sleep until about 1 o'clock. I was drinking coffee. I was tired, but not that tired. And so I sat talking with Hank, and so at 1 o'clock we woke everybody up, and we had another bottle of champagne, and then we went to the airport at 2, which was only a 10-minute ride. We were at the airport, Duchess, but it wasn't part of it, you know. And so we went to the airport, and we got Betty processed out. We got her money changed, and we got her ticket stamped and all this stuff. And just before we put her on the plane, we opened up another bottle of champagne. Hank had this huge bucket with ice, and he had put, you know, 3 or 4 bottles of champagne in it. And we had beautiful champagne glasses, and so we had a toast to Betty again. And I'm laughing because I can just see Betty. You don't know Betty. Unless you know Betty, it's hard to understand. Betty is a round roly-poly, always laughing, always smiling, you know. And she really was so tired and having all this to drink, you know. We were hoping she'd get on the plane and just collapse. I'm sure she did. She could hardly get on the plane. Because we weren't any better off. We were in bad shape, all of us. And then after Betty got on the plane, then Hank managed to get four rooms in the BOQ officers' quarters. He kind of snuck us in there to find beds to lie down for about an hour and a half. Because we can't get any transportation. There's a curfew down there, and you can't go into town or anything. So anyhow, we lay down to about... Oh, well, we were all up at 6 o'clock again. So that was about an hour and a half sleep. And we came back and went to work. We were at work at 7:30. And so that was another night I didn't get any rest. So yesterday, which was, Friday, that was all yesterday, Duchess. When I stopped working at 4:30. Usually I work to 5:30, an hour overtime every day. But yesterday I came home at 4:30 and got all washed up. And I went to bed for an hour or so, and then I got up, and then I went to bed early last night, about 10:30. I was really tired. This whole week has been go, go, go. This is partying. Most of it was partying. But still, a lot of preparations, you know, picking up food, picking up liquor. Spent an awful lot of money on seeing Betty off. But it was worth it. I had thought this week I would get a lot of time to myself. I have a lot of time because my friend Bill Hawk, he's been in Hawaii. He has his home in Hawaii, and he went on R&R for the whole week. And you know, usually I don't have any time to myself if he's home. He just lives two doors down in the same building I do. And so I was kind of hoping I'd have a few evenings to myself. But needless to say, Duchess, I didn't get one. I didn't even get a portion of one. So Bill came home last night. And he knocked on the door, and I was in bed. You know, this was about 7 o'clock. He said, "What are you doing in bed?" I said, "I'm so tired. I've been up all night." So he let me sleep for about an hour, and then I got up and went over to his place for a drink. And then I came back, as I said, and went to bed last night. I was so tired. I started to shake. I was so tired. And my back is better. It really bothered me for a couple of days, but I think it's because of the way I was sleeping. And I was just too tired to adjust that mattress when I first went to bed. I really didn't know what it was that was causing that rolling sensation. I'm grateful for falling out of this bed. Anyway, that has been basically this week. I really hate to see Betty go. She's been here 15 months. How long have I been here? March, April, May. I've been here 14. Betty was a month ahead of me, yeah. So she is going home. Oh, and before I forget, Duchess, I have her number on my calendar at work, Betty's telephone number. She will not be home until about, I think about the 20th or so of May. She's going to Japan. She's going to the expo. And she's going to spend about a week there. And then I think she has about 5 days in Hawaii. So sometime at the end of the month, Duchess, somewhere around the week of the 25th, maybe you could give Betty a call. I gave her your number, but she had a lot of calls to make. I don't have it, as I say, with me right now, but you can check it, Duchess. The name is McKinney, M-C capital K-I-N-N-E-Y, and the address is Dedham, Massachusetts. It's the only McKinney. Her father's a doctor. Her father's Dr. Harold McKinney. It's probably under his name, Dr. Harold Napoleon McKinney. He hates that middle name, Napoleon. Anyway, Betty's a lot of fun, and I think you would enjoy speaking with her, particularly since you both are very familiar with that area of the country. And I know she'd be delighted to say hello, because I've spoken about you many times to her. And someday when I get back, I'll go and visit. And then, I told you I had a letter from Cree and Carolyn. They were in Thailand, Bangkok, And perhaps, oh, I did get a tape off. I don't know where I sent it to Cree, right. And she can forward it to Carolyn. And let's see, Charmaine was in Hong Kong. Last week, Charmaine was in Hong Kong. And she brought me back some very nice picks. Not picks, I don't think you call them picks. Well, the things you would eat, or the hors d'oeuvre picks, do you call them picks? Anyway, things you would poke olives and things with, Duchess, whatever they are. And then this weekend, Charmaine is in, where does she go this weekend? She went to Bangkok. See, she gets TDY orders cut, and she can go on Scatback. And Hank clears everything, you know. But this is Hank's last week. I think he leaves next weekend or something. So Charmaine wanted to spend last weekend with him in Bangkok. So she took off Friday morning, about 7. And so that's kind of nice. And then what else? My room is getting very cluttered. Billy left me a lot of things. She gave me a scale. She gave me a candle and a big towel and a lot of stuff. Most of it I don't need. The scale is pretty good. My weight is just about the same as it was when you saw me. It's about 133 pounds. That's pretty good, I think, Duchess. It's been that almost all the time I've been overseas. I've gone down before coming to UCV. When I'm out in the field, I lose a little weight. Go down about 130, 128 maybe. But I'm sure I've just held that current weight for several months now. And that's pretty good. I have to miss a meal a day, because if you eat everything in the mess hall, you surely get fat, for sure. Tomorrow night, I thought we'd have a weekend off. You know, I'm supposed to get half a day Saturday and all day Sunday. Well, it seldom happens. But tomorrow night we're having a little party for Major Avery. He's our SSO, Special Services Officer. He's going home on Monday. So we have a little party for him tomorrow night. Can't stand these parties. I'm going crazy with these parties. And then on Monday morning, 3:30 in the morning, Betty's replacement, this woman's name is Vera Malahusky. Nobody knows her, but they know of her. Jane has heard of her. She's coming over to replace Betty, and she arrives at 3:30 in the morning, and I think our friend Charmaine is going to have to pick her up. Because, see, Charmaine lives in Saigon, and she works in Saigon, just 5 minutes from the airport. And I do hope we don't have to go down and meet her at that hour, because that would be another night I didn't get any sleep. So then we'll be all week orienting Vera. I think she's I don't know how old she is, but she's got a number of years in the special services deal. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of woman she is, Duchess. Of course, she won't know what she's doing for the first 2 months. She won't. She really will have no idea. And Jane is expecting Charmaine and I to take her all around 3rd and 4th Corps and show her the clubs and introduce her to the commanders and the people, the girls and all, you know. So I'll be doing that probably the week of the 18th for 3 or 4 days that week. And Jane goes to Taiwan on the 18th. I've already given her all the good things to do and where to go and what to see. First thing she's going to do is go to the fortune teller, because I had such a good fortune. She wants to go. This is roaring out, and I'm just yakking on. But I just want to know, I was very pleased to get your... Oh, and I told you they took care of the money about my land. I didn't get the deed yet. I'm still waiting. Anyway, take care of yourself, and... rush, 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 rush.